This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld paid a surprise visit to troops in Iraq today. His first stop was Mosul, where 3 days ago a suicide bomber killed 22 people in an American mess tent. Rumsfeld's message to the soldiers was upbeat. He praised the job they're doing in Iraq and said that while he did not want to paint a pretty picture of the situation there, the insurgents cannot be allowed to win.
The thought of turning over this country to the people who behead people on television and videos, to the people who consciously, purposefully kill innocent men, women, and children, would turn this part of the world and this country back to darkness.
Later, Secretary Rumsfeld told troops in Baghdad that their efforts are a crucial part of the global war against terrorism.
The American people recognize the importance of your mission, that you're here for a purpose, and that that purpose is not to run the country of Iraq. That's for the Iraqi people. It's not to find an American solution for Iraq. Indeed, it is to be here to try to help train and equip and organize and assist the Iraqi security forces so that they, over time, will be able to take on responsibility for their country. And this country will find a solution that will be uniquely Iraqi.
Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld speaking in Iraq today. Reporter Alistair Bull of the Reuters news agency traveled with the secretary. He says the visit began very early in the morning.
He has had a whistle-stop tour of Iraq. He started at the crack of dawn in Mosul. We landed at 5:15 in the morning with sharpshooters at the perimeter of the airport. We came in hard and fast in a C-7 cargo plane, and he raced in, visited the hospital, and then addressed the troops at Mosul and went and had breakfast with them. From there, we whistled off to Tikrit, and he met with Major General John Batista of the Big Red One, 1st Infantry, and then addressed the troops there. And the message of both Mosul, Tikrit, and then later in Fallujah and in Baghdad has been the same. He's here to thank the troops and to wish them a Merry Christmas.
Has he taken questions from the troops on this visit, as he did the other day in Kuwait?
He has taken questions, but they've been slightly different in character. He hasn't had any kind of confrontational questions put to him. He was asked about equipment, but in a very courteous and restrained fashion, and not at all adversarial. And his answer was, yes, the equipment will be provided. He was also asked about bad media coverage, and that was music to his ears. He immediately pointed out that probably wasn't a question placed there by the press.
That was a reference to the story that the question about the armor for the Humvees had been placed by a reporter in Kuwait.
Exactly. There was. It appeared later that a reporter had helped the soldier frame the question, and of course, this was an opportunity for the defense secretary to turn the tables, which he did with delight.
Reporter Alistair Bolt of Reuters, thank you very much for talking with us.
Pleasure.
One other thing that Secretary Rumsfeld said in Baghdad today was, in all likelihood, a slip of the tongue, but one that may prove fodder for conspiracy theorists. The defense secretary said this while speaking about a number of terrorist acts and the people who committed them.
The people who bombed the mess hall in Mosul, or the people who did the bombing in Spain, or the people who attacked the United States in New York, shot down the plane over Pennsylvania and attacked the Pentagon.
He was presumably speaking of United Airlines Flight 93, which crashed in Shanksville, Pennsylvania on 9/11. No U.S. official has ever credited theories that the plane was shot down. We've been unable to get clarification from the Pentagon.